This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. After you go get Quest worthy, of course. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, the Future Games Spring Showcase schedule is out. Resident Evil Requiem could be getting a story expansion, and somebody left Nintendo. Well, we begin today with NVIDIA. Now, as we know, and there's going to be another story behind this one, that the AI memory costs are going up, mainly because of AI, but all the chips prices are going up. But that's why PC Games N did say that NVIDIA is planning to make some of their chips for just PCs. In fact, they might restart the production of the RTX 3060 gaming GPU, and that would help out the gamers to have an affordable and a reasonably up-to-date graphics card, because some of the people are stuck with the old graphics cards, or they might have an RTX 2060 and RTX 3050, or the RTX 3060. Well, the 3060 would provide a low-cost performance upgrade, and that would have the access of NVIDIA's latest DLSS 4.5 tech. Now, right now, the Gigabyte GeForce RTX 5060 is on Amazon at $350. But there could be some other things going on, because Samsung could manufacture the GPUs instead of TSMC. The TSMC is the cutting-edge silicon chip in production in the world at the moment. And the TSMC is in the production of capacity, which is making everything from Apple phone chips to giant NVIDIA AI GPUs. Now, this is all just rumor, but this has been going on since January, but it is now confirmed by a Korean business site, Korea Economic Daily, that Samsung has restarted its 8nm production to meet NVIDIA's orders. So, could this help to quell some of the AI appetite? We shall see. But it is a big appetite. PC Gamer did say the Phison CEO said that both money and inventory are insufficient as the NAND, that's N-A-N-D, prices do continue to climb at an extreme rate. And the price increase is driven by the demand from the AI industry and some severe supply constraints. The Taiwanese memory controller supplier does count both hyperscale AI operators and cloud service providers with the recent clients. And the enterprise SSDs are now accounting for 30% of Phison's quarter one 2026 revenue. Via DigiTimes, but Phison is still having to contend with the Turkey supply landscape, and the company has already signed a long-term agreement with two DRAM as well as six NAND suppliers. So it continued to negotiate prepayment plans to ensure people have access to the supply should the shortage continue to worsen. Now, the company board did recently approve the syndicated loan plan for the company between $400 million and $500 million. That way it could support the growing inventory and research and development costs, so that way they can make chips themselves, because their inventory did rise from NT 35.6 billion to NT $50 billion at the end of 2025 and the last day of February 2026. And they called that both their money and inventory was, quote, insufficient, end quote. So that's what's going on out there in the PC world. Now let's go to the developer world. Via Eurogamer, WireWare's series director Goro Abe has left Nintendo, but he's not done making games. And the news for that dropped yesterday. And that's where the veteran developer did explain that he doesn't mean that he will not make games, because he will still be making games, just not at Nintendo. So here's what he said up on X. Quote, "Even after becoming a university facility member, I have no intention of giving up on game development. As an extension of my research, I want to continue creating through different approaches than before, such as making quirky, small-scale games that wouldn't easily lend themselves to commercial viability, or getting involved in game-like social services, utilizing industry-academia collaborations." Now, he wrote that in both Japanese and English. He knows. So what will he do next? Well, who knows? We shall see. But if he was making, words are hard, Resident Evil Requiem, well, once again, back to Eurogamer, they're getting a new story expansion, a mini game, and photo mode. Now, that news was shared by Resident Evil Requiem's director, Koshi Nakanishi, earlier today. He had a short video thanking the community for its support since the game's release at the end of February. Nakanishi assured the fans that updates, which will be adding the likes of photo mode, are indeed coming. He then closed, shifting through some amusing prints out before announcing that a lovely new story expansion will, quote, "delve deeper into the world of Requiem. We're hard at work on it now," end quote. "But it's going to take some time to do it." Further quote, "It'll take some time, so we ask for your patience," end quote. But they do hope that you look forward to it, because that was all done on their X account, Resident Evil. Quote, "A message from Koshi Nakanishi, director of Resident Evil Requiem," end quote. And they showed the video underneath that. So a DLC? Kind of looks like it. Now we go to the esports corner. We haven't been there for a while. PGL, according to Dawes.esports.com, has unveiled 12 invited CS2 teams for $1.6 million Astana event. Yes, I said that right, because they did reveal the first 12 teams that's going to head to Kazakhstan. Sorry. That's a town, by the way, for the PGL Astana 2026. And this will be a Tier 1 Counter-Strike 2 event with a $1.6 million prize pool. The tournament will run from May 9th through the 17th, with the final 3 days hosted in front of a live crowd at Barry's Arena in Astana. The invited lineup includes Spirit, Paravision, Furia, Falcons, G2, The Mongols, Mulls, Aurora, Heroic, Gentlemates, Monty, and Foot Esports. PGL on X said, quote, "We're excited to announce 12 invited teams set to compete at PGL Astana 2026 in May. The final 4 teams will secure their place through the regional qualifiers, with one team qualifying from each of the following regions: Europe, North America, South America, and Asia." So, are you going to watch it? Are you going to be there? Let me know at Joe Brahms and tell me who your favorite team is. Oh, this week too? The Future Game Show Spring Showcase is going to be up and live from PCGamer.com, because they're the ones that do it. And there's going to be a lot of games that's going to be right there. Now, everything kicks off on Thursday. It's Tuesday. So in 2 days, March 12th, at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I got an idea that GQDN is going to be on after that. Possibly. It'll be hosted by Devorah Wild and Shai Matheson. Devorah was in Baldur's Gate 3 as Lazelle and also played Clea in Clair Obscur. Matheson was in LEGO Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight, Withering Waves, and Dragon Quest XI. And the show will be in San Francisco at this year's Game Developers Conference. Now, it'll be 90 minutes. And it'll feature over 40 games. Yeah, I'm going to have to bring a big drink for that one. So, that one's going to be a fun one. Who knows, maybe this game's going to be on it. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, PlayStation 5 is going to be getting a game. And I think I said this yesterday, but I'll just go back over it. It's The Mound, Omen of Cthulhu. Yep, I did say that yesterday. Don't care. It's coming.
No!
This has been a Dawnforge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.